Bryan School Board approving a settlement that will allow the expansion of a West Bryan manufacturer, St. Gobain Ceramics. This was an issue over increased air pollution, and a settlement was reached, according to Board President Trey Moore.
We've come to an agreement with St. Gobain after several months of discussions with them and discussions with environmental air experts and attorneys. And we believe this is a mutually beneficial agreement for all parties involved. It has several aspects, but the main points are that St. Gobain has agreed to a 15% reduction in emissions for all future expansion, including this expansion project. They are also going to provide the district with their emissions data each year from the plant so that we may review that. And then they are also providing the district with a $15,000 donation towards our general fund. And with that fund, or with the money that's going into that fund, we will then take their data and employ air quality experts and also have them work with some of our own science students as part of an air quality program through the junior high school level to go on an annual basis to help monitor the emissions in our community.
So that $15,000, that's going to be an annual payment?
It's a one-time payment, but we're hoping to use that money to kind of establish the fund and get it put together and then be able to self-sustain it or fund it with some district funds additionally if we need to.
Okay. And where did that 15% figure come from?
The 15% figure was just part of the negotiation between St. Gobain and the district. We felt that after going back and forth, that 15% was a reasonable amount to take off off an emissions permit at the top.
Who will be doing the analysis of these tests that St. Gobain's going to be giving Bryan ISD?
For right now, we do not have a designated person, but we have dealt with some environmental attorneys out of Austin over this case, and we also have some input from some experts at Texas A&M, and we're going to work with them to come up with a reasonable working solution to get the right experts to know what we're looking at. I do not know what I'm looking at with emissions data, but the good news is Texas A&M University does have people that know exactly what we're looking at, so we're working on that.
How unusual is it for a school district to get involved in this kind of an issue?
You know, that's a very fair question, and I honestly believe that it's not very common. I think everybody was a little shocked when Bryan ISD stood up and said, we have an issue. I think St. Gobain definitely had never had a district or anyone say that, you know, they had questions. We had to tell TCEQ that we had questions, even though that they were meeting the state requirements. The proximity to our schools and having a manufacturing plant that close, we just wanted to make sure that we looked out for our students the best that we could.
And I'm not putting words in your mouth, perhaps, but you're considering this a win-win for both
sides?
I do.
I think this is a win-win. You know, obviously, St. Gobain is in compliance with TCEQ regulations. They're following the laws of the state of Texas. But I feel that by us bringing awareness to the issue and then they being willing to sit down with us and work with us, provide us the data, you know, to help reassure and see where the reductions are being made, I do feel it's a win-win. They provide a lot of jobs in our community. A lot of our students' parents work there. And this is providing an opportunity now where we can turn this into a learning situation with some of our science students and maybe come up with a future air quality engineer.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that learning opportunity and what that means for the district?
Absolutely. The idea is essentially, you know, we have obviously multiple robust science opportunities here, but none of us had ever thought about air quality monitoring as, you know, we tend to think of physics and biology and chemistry and things like that. Robotics is a big one, obviously. But air quality monitoring, I think in the future in Texas and other states where you have a large industrial base and a lot of petrochemical, you're going to see air quality engineers kind of come at a premium, and it's going to be something new. And this was something new to all of us. We had never really thought about this as being something that children may be interested in, but I think the fact that it is in the community and it's something tangible that every year we get this data that can be gone over, we can work with some people from A&M to help put that into place on how to evaluate the process, it very well may spark something new, you know, for some children that just hadn't been interested in something different.
So who who came up with that idea?
That was, you know, I think that was something that kind of was a mutual idea when we started talking about going over the data very quickly. Everyone on the board and the administration level gravitated towards the idea of how do we get students involved with it. Even if it costs us a little more to put the program into place, we would rather spend a little bit more money on the error monitoring aspect of it and have our students learn from it than to just pay an expert and have them come back and say, looks good.
Also reached out to the plant manager at the St. Gobain plant in West Bryan, David Yandell. He issued us this statement. We are pleased that we have reached an agreement in principle at the Bryan Independent School District on a settlement with St. Gobain and that our air permit can move forward relative to our expansion at the plant. We heard the concerns of the community and worked together with the board to reassure residents that our emissions will continue to be within levels of the plant's air permit, which are protective of human health and the environment. We have been in Brazos County for more than 40 years and look forward to continuing our operations in Bryan for many years to come. I also asked about the status of the air permit request to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Mr. Yandell telling me that the permit has not been issued at this time as there is an administrative process that has to be satisfied before the permit is issued. Actual work on the expansion would begin once that process is complete and St. Gobain's desire to have the project operational by early 2019.